Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning. I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord to honor Him who has been so good to you this week and watching over and caring for you, providing for you, keeping you from harm's way. I tell you, God has spared us from much suffering and much sorrow this morning. I know we may have hard times, and I realize that we have aches and pains, and I know we have problems that arise, but aren't you glad that we have a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? And aren't you glad this morning that these troubles will come to pass, and the best is still yet to come? We can look up every day knowing that our redemption is drawing nigh. This world is not our final home this morning. I remind you this morning, child of God, that there is a land that's fairer than day, far, far away from this old troublesome world this morning. And so I'm glad we got something to rejoice about to be glad in this morning. It's the day the Lord has made, and I hope this morning that you'll honor Him. The first fruits of your heart this morning, lift up His wonderful name. Rejoice in the God of your salvation this morning. And I tell you, God certainly is, has been, will be good this morning. And so we'd like to invite you to Mountain View Baptist Church. We are having in-person service, in-house service We do disinfect the church, and we do take temperatures when folks come in. We wear masks. We also have marked off pews for social distancing. So we're taking every precaution that we can. We just have to go with what we got. And so we invite you to come this morning, 10 o'clock for Sunday school. We don't go into classrooms. We just have in the sanctuary Sunday school, and then 10:45 our morning service, and then 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. This afternoon we'll be having a baptism after tonight's service, so I'd like to invite you to come and be with us at Mountain View Baptist Church. And we'd also encourage you this morning to go to the house of God if you have opportunity. I think God has reminded all of us through this COVID that started back in March how precious that it is and what a privilege it is to go to the house of God this morning. Remember these on our prayer list today. I can pray for Cecil Parrish and also Jesse Robinson this morning. Remember also Miss Glenda Henderson. Keep praying for her this morning. Remember Bob and Linda Schaefer this morning in your prayers. Remember Edna Owens this morning in your prayers. Also Miss Shirley Forbes and Doris Latta that's in the hospital. We certainly want to pray for her and Brother Charles this morning. Remember Tammy Harris, special request for her this morning. Remember Paula Poteep, keep praying for her this morning. Also this morning, keep remembering Howard and Helen Oldham this morning, Miss Zula Ellis. And also like to say that we appreciate Brother Larry listening in this morning. I know that he appreciates the service today. So hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
So good to me when I was alone, you put me in your sweet family and you gave me new hope. You said that I could live eternally and with all
what a joy it is this morning to be saved by the grace of God this morning. I want to read a few verses out of Joshua chapter number 10 this morning and begin reading verses number 5. The Bible said, "Therefore the five kings of the Amorites gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their host, and camped before Gibeon and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, Slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up quickly and save us and help us. All the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and with all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man stand before thee. Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, what a joy it is this morning, God, to be saved. And I want to thank you this morning, Lord, for reaching down your hand and, Lord, lifting us up out of the mire, Lord of heaven and God, saving us, putting us on a solid foundation this morning. Lord, I do thank you today for your sweet Holy Spirit, God, that stirs and moves throughout our soul this morning, God. And Lord, I thank you for your Son Jesus this morning, the sacrifice and the love that he had for us to come down and to give his life a ransom, to pay the price for our sins today. And Lord, I do pray this morning, God, that you'd bless wherever thy people are gathered together this morning, that you'd be in the midst. And Father, I do pray this morning that your word would go forth today and would be a help and be a blessing, Lord, unto someone this morning. God, thank you for all that you've done for us, how you watched over us and cared for us. You've answered our prayers and how you've met our needs, Lord, each and every day. And Lord, just want to give you thanks from the depths of our heart this morning. For all of this, we ask it in Jesus' name, amen, this morning, and amen. Now, I want to read verses number 5 this morning once again, verse number 6. The Bible said that the men of Gibeon said, Slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up quickly, save us, and help us this morning. I want to preach on the thought today, dear friend, concerning hold on. Help is on the way. I thank God this morning that he is a present help in the day of trouble this morning. I thank God this morning that he's not far from them that call upon his name this morning. Brother, if you're not in a battle, just take notes, dear friend, because I'll assure you, dear friend, the days of struggling, dear friend, this morning are surely up ahead. Dear friend, you better dig some trenches. Dear friend, you better mount an arsenal. Dear friend, this morning, because somewhere, dear friend, up ahead, you're going to meet a resistance today. Dear friend, we live in a world that hates us. Dear friend, this morning, we all have an adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, dear friend, walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Dear friend, I'll assure you, friend of mine, today, dear friend, if you're not in the heat of the battle right now, dear friend, there's one, dear friend, just over the horizon. Dear friend, but if you're fighting today, if you're struggling to keep your head above, dear friend, if you feel like you're about to throw in the towel and throw up the white flag, let me tell you, dear friend, hold on. Dear friend, help is on the way. Dear friend, reinforcements are en route. Dear friend, this morning, I'm here to tell you, friend of mine, no matter what kind of circumstance, no matter the situation, dear friend, this morning the Bible said that, dear friend, as good news from a far country, it's just like cool water to a thirsty soul. Dear friend, this morning, isn't it a wonderful blessing to know, dear friend, that God's about to come on the scene? Dear friend, God has sent reinforcements. Dear friend, heaven, dear friend, is sending you a message. Just hold on. Help is on the way. Dear friend, I realize we're fighting battles in places, dear friend, we never thought, dear friend, this morning that war would break out. Dear friend, fighting battles in our home, dear friend, for marriages, fighting for our children, dear friend, fighting battles in the church house, dear friend, to keep out the liberalism and the modernism and the compromising. Amen. If you're going to hold the standard, dear friend, and hold up the banner, dear friend, it's going to be a fight. Dear friend, we're fighting on the job. We're fighting in our bodies, our minds. Dear friend, this morning there are some enemies that we're fighting we never knew existed. Amen. Dear friend, there are adversaries shooting things at us. Dear friend, that we're not equipped to defend against. We're going through territories we've not been trained to handle. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, if his eyes are upon the sparrow, woo, thank God. Dear friend, he knows where where you're at and knows what you're going through. Hold on, brother. Help's on the way. Dear friend, there's two things you need to establish. Dear friend, two things you need to purpose. Two things you need to settle now in your heart. That no matter what happens, dear friend, you're not going to retreat. Amen. Dear friend, don't you give in this morning. Dear friend, today. Don't you give the devil one inch. Dear friend, you stand and defend. Dear friend, you stand and fight. Dear friend, this morning, because the Lord said, dear friend, that helps on the way. Dear friend, number two, don't you dare surrender. Amen. Don't you give in, brother, this morning and throw in the towel and throw up your hands. Dear friend, today, if you die on the battlefield, die with honor. Amen. Dear friend, this is not an excursion. This is not an exercise. This is not a drill. These are not war games. Rather, they're full-scale, all-out spiritual warfare. Dear friend, we're defending our Christian way of life, defending our marriages, defending our children, defending our churches. The souls of men are hanging in the balance. And yes, we're going to have casualties. Yes, we're going to have setbacks. Yes, we're going to have some defeats. Dear friend, along the way, dear friend, we've got a lot of prisoners of wars. We've got a lot of MIAs, mission in action. And Lord God, on Sunday morning, I look out and I got a lot of AWOLs, absent without official lease. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, it does not relieve me from my duties. The Lord said there is no discharge in this war. Dear friend, the Bible said put on the whole armor of God. Dear friend, stand your ground. Endure hardness as good Christian soldiers. This is a continuous battle. But thank God we're not alone in it. Dear friend, and all we've got to do, dear friend, is look up to heaven. Dear friend, call out his name. Dear friend, send up an SOS, and their friend help will be on the way. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, I want you to notice a few things in the scriptures. Dear friend, that we read about this little battle that's going on. Amen. I want to say, first of all, brother, they expected defeat. Amen. Dear friend, Gibeon was just little. Dear friend, city this morning. Dear friend, today, and looking over their situation, dear friend, looking out at all that had gathered against them, dear friend, it was sure that they were going to be defeated. Amen. Dear friend, today, but I'll tell you, dear friend, listen, Christian, it's not a disgrace to die for your beliefs. Dear friend, and there's no shame in reaching out for help either. Amen. Dear friend, they didn't decide. Dear friend, they'd just do the best they could. Dear friend, they sent for help. Amen. I'll tell you, Sunday morning, dear friend, some of us sit in the pews listening to the preacher plead the cause of God, knowing that we need help, knowing that we're about to go under. Dear friend, that we're too ashamed to walk down the aisle. Dear friend, we're too ashamed to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help. We're too ashamed to lift up our hand and reach up before we go under. Dear friend, fool dies because of pride. Dear friend, and you'll go under. Dear friend, this morning, if you don't reach out for some help. Amen. Dear friend, notice the reasons they expected defeat. The Bible said in verses number 4 and 5, if you'll read them, and chapter number 10, the Bible said that all the kings of the Amorites, and it listed them, dear friend, had gathered together, dear friend, to come against him. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, today, sometimes the only reason you're under attack, dear friend, is because, dear friend, you're a Christian. Dear friend, it's not because you've broken the rules. It's not because you provoked it. It's not because you're looking for a fight. Dear friend, it's not because you asked for it or deserved it. Dear friend, this morning, a lot of times we say, preacher, I don't understand why. Dear friend, I want to tell you this morning, you're God's child. Jesus said, in the world you're going to have tribulation.
how we must enter into the kingdom of God through much tribulation. He said, if the world hated me, they're going to hate you. All that live godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer persecution this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, they're going to mount up. Dear friend, this morning in verses number 4, the Bible said, because they made peace with God. Amen. Gibeon had made peace with the children of Israel when they come through the land. Amen. And that's the reason why that the kings of the Amorites, dear friend, did not like them. That's the reason they came against them, is because in verses number 4, have they made peace with God. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, life may go smooth sailing, dear friend, but when you get saved, I'm telling you, it's going to be a war. Dear friend, people will come out of the woodwork hating you. Amen. Dear friend, today, then in verses number 5, the Bible said, all of the king, the Amorites, came together. They ganged up. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, some days it rains, it pours. Dear friend, and I can handle maybe one problem that comes along, dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, when you got the bills piling up, and the car tears up, and the in-laws are fussing, and there's a death in the family, there's sickness, dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, we're like Elijah's servant, dear friend, we've looked out, dear friend, and we're panicking, we don't realize that there's more with us than there are with him, dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, Gideon told him, said, quit worrying about the enemy, and their friend, just stand in your place and be confident of who's on your side. If God be for us, who can be against us this morning? Amen. I know it seems like the whole world is against you. I know it seems like everything's falling apart, but there's a God in heaven, amen, that's able to help this morning. All you got to do is call upon him. Dear friend, he's not far from you. And he'll help. I thank God that this morning, the Bible said they expected defeat. Amen. And then notice number 2 this morning, they had exhausted the day. Amen. Dear friend, I know there's some days we wish we wouldn't have got him out of bed. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, the reason we say, dear friend, there's a better day ahead is because the one we're having right now is not so good. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, this is the day the Lord has made, and all things are working together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Amen. This morning, dear friend, I want to say it was a prolonged day. And if you look in verses number 13 of chapter number 10, this is where it talks about Joshua's day. When Joshua prayed, dear friend, this morning, for God to stand still the sun and stand still the moon, dear friend, until he defeated all the enemies. And this is that day that lasted, dear friend, dear friend, the longest day ever been recorded. Dear friend, and I want to tell you something, friend. Dear friend, there's going to be days, dear friend, that's going to seem like never end. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, Lord, when things are going bad, dear friend, seems like that. Clock never moves. Amen. I've stared out the windows. I've paced the floors. I've twiddled my thumbs. Dear friend, it seemed like the night never would end. The day never would break. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, friend of mine, it may seem long. Dear friend, this morning, but there's help on the way. Amen. In verses number 14, it's a portentous day. The Bible said here then, dear friend, there was no day, dear friend, like that day. Amen. Dear friend, there are days that stand out in our minds as the worst days of our lives. Amen. Dear friend, we look down at some of the scars that we have. It's easy to remember the feelings, dear friend, we had upon that day. Dear friend, this morning, they're etched in our minds. Dear friend, they're burned in our memories. Dear friend, that there's no days like that. And even though it started out bad, even though it started out in defeat, even though it started out, dear friend, seeming like it's going to be the end, dear friend, by by the end of that day, they're singing victory songs. Amen. Dear friend, it was a purposeful day. Amen. Verse 13. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said, dear friend, that God's always got a reason. Dear friend, why he does what he does. Amen. Dear friend, God's not going to throw us to the wolves. Dear friend, God's not going to, dear friend, let us, dear friend, down this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, all the suffering in the world, dear friend, there's still a reason and a purpose for it. Amen. Look at the roll call of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Dear friend, they went through suffering. They went through trials. But by faith they stood, dear friend, and held on the hand of God. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God puts us in impossible circumstances. God allows situations to arise in our life that He might manifest His great power, that He might demonstrate, dear friend, His love toward us this morning. Amen. Dear friend, God gets glory out of delivering us. He said, call upon me, and said, I'll answer thee, and said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I'll deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. Dear friend, God puts us in impossible circumstances to make a way where there seems to be no way. Hey, glory to God this morning. What a blessing this morning to be on the Lord's side. Amen. And then let me say lastly this morning, they experienced a deliverance this morning. Amen. I wonder sometimes what the Lord's going to have to do to convince us, dear friend, that He's with us this morning, and His promises are real, and He's given us examples in His Word, and He's demonstrated His grace and glory and power time after time in our lives. Dear friend, He sends help, and brother, He comes Himself. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, let me say in verses number 8, He encouraged their fears. Dear friend, I read to you in the text. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said, dear friend, in verses number 6 this morning, the Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid of them. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, fear not. Dear friend, today that's been the Lord's theme. Dear friend, this morning throughout the New Testament. Amen. Dear friend, the first thing He wants to do when He comes into the room is say, peace, it is I. Fear not. The first thing He wants to do is calm you down. Get you in the right frame of mind. Dear friend, this morning, if God be for us, who can be against us? Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, if you've made peace with God, then experience the peace of God. Dear friend, this morning, amen, that peace that flows like a river. Dear friend, that peace that passes all understanding, that peace that floods our soul. The world can't experience, the world don't understand, the world cannot have. Dear friend, this morning, we have peace, and God encourages us even in the times of fear. Amen. And then also He entreated our faith. Amen. Dear friend, in verses number 14, when Joshua prayed, dear friend, asked Him, the Lord, to stand still the sun and the moon. Dear friend, I like what it says here. Dear friend, today, and the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. Yes. Dear friend, God still answers prayers this morning. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Dear friend, if He hears us, we know, dear friend, that He'll answer our prayers. We'll have the petitions we desired of Him. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, that God still answers prayers. Dear friend, we still have an avenue. Dear friend, when it seems like we've got nothing else to do, we don't know what to do. I thank God as a Christian, we know what to do. I enter into our prayer closets and fall on our face and call upon the name of the Lord, pouring out our heart. Dear friend, this morning, and putting faith in Him that's never failed. And then also you'll find in verses 10, 11, and 14, dear friend, he eliminated the enemies. He discomforted them. Amen. He took the fear that was in the hearts, dear friend, of those that had made peace with God, and put them in the hearts of those that had come against him. Amen. They heard the cavalry coming, and they backed up. Amen. Dear friend, he allowed his people, dear friend, to have victory over them this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad that the Bible said, dear friend, that God fought for the people. Dear friend, in verses at number 14, the Bible said, for the Lord fought for Israel. Amen. I'll tell you, if you'll ever back up and let God fight the battle, dear friend, you'll come out on top every time. Amen. Lay it down. Let God have it. Dear friend, you're not defeated this morning. Look up and know, dear friend, that our redemption is drawing nigh. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer this morning.